and we'll track down Bill Warner. I talked to him earlier, so I know he's available. We have Brian. Brian, I'd like you to continue. So you mentioned a lot of things about the culture of Wahhabism. What did you see in terms of their attitude of the idea of Wahhabist Islam and the idea of the predatory attitude, not only in business, but also the idea of bringing Sharia law compliance? It turns out a lot of the things that Bill Warner's discovered, the jihad of murder is actually, in a sense, in terms, although it's the most frightening, it's actually the least of the things that they're doing. They're doing jihad of textbooks, compliance, jihad of education, like George Washington University in the United States. Many departments are actually being taken over with money from these Muslim countries that have Wahhabism. And people don't understand that the alliance between the Pope and Islam and the Pentalpha division of the cardinals that have actually converted to Islam, as well as being, quote, Roman Catholic, believe it or not, how weird that is, cardinals, Islam has made a dark alliance at the highest Masonic levels with the New World Order and the globalist bankers. It's very strange, but it's true. In fact, it's the fact that the dollar is a world reserve currency is based on the fact that they have an arrangement with the OPEC nations, and that you have to convert through the dollar or the Federal Reserve note to buy and sell oil from OPEC. So there's a direct linkage with the Saudi Arabian and the Wahhabist countries and the fact that the dollar is the prescient 90% of the world currency on the planet. Interesting, isn't it? So, Brian, tell us a little bit more of what you discovered when you were there with the Wahhabism in Pakistan and the effect of Saudi Arabia.
Well, it's funny that it's so dangerous for us to go in places in Pakistan, but it's not dangerous for the Saudi princes to go into. There was actually a company there that was, they'd go on a hunting expedition. I believe it's in the fall, better weather, because this time of the year, you get, 110 degrees with the 80% humidity. It just will kill you. And some of the states is going through that right now, actually. But they would go on falcon hunting expeditions. Well, they pay these people to make a huge big tent for them to live in. Well, they're going up into the tribal lands. And the tribal lands, which is up on the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan, in the mountain areas, is dangerous for a normal person to go into. Now, these guys go up there, and it's sort of like carte blanche. They can just go wherever they want. And they go on, like, they spend, hundreds of thousands of dollars making these tents. And then on the inside of these tents, artists paint these beautiful murals, that takes weeks and months to prepare for them, this beautiful artwork. Right. And on the last night when they break up the camp to come back into society, they burn all these murals. So next year they have to remake them all over again. Like, wow, I found that kind of weird.
So in other words, they're very wealthy, but they're very wasteful.
Exactly. Now, other thing is that in this town called Lahore, there's this huge palace. Now, they've since, was there, because it was back in the 90s I was there. There was a big palace in the center of town, and the only way out of the town is you had to basically go like a mile around this palace. And I asked the guy, and there's 20-foot high walls. And I said, well, what's this place? Is this a government building or what is it? And he says, oh, no, this is a palace for one of the sheikhs from Saudi Arabia. And I said, really? I said, that's an awful big place. And he says, well, yeah, they're very rich.
So here's the sheikh from Saudi Arabia has a palace in Pakistan.
Yeah, this is in Pakistan. This isn't in Saudi Arabia. So it's like common knowledge that they're going around and opening up all these mosques all over, and they're putting, big money down to make these mosques. And when they do, they're basically preaching a Wahhabi type of Islam. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. The normal people on the ground that I was dealing with, because I was going through the textiles and I was talking to the regular guys that were working here, because you have to look. When you go in and look at textile plants, the locals will eat a thing called char, which is a leaf that they put up underneath their cheek and they chew it, and it gives them a bit of a stimulus. Well, they'll just spit it out, and they spit it out against the walls. Well, when I walk around textile plants, I would be looking to see if anybody working the machinery has been high, because they're sort of like a hallucinogen a little bit. And I could tell how clean the plant was by if there's any of this stuff sticking around any of the equipment. And I got to talk to the regular, everyday people that were in production that could speak English. A lot of them do. And, you know, they just want the same as we do. They want a better life for their kids.
Right.
Okay, they want to get by. They want, you know, they're very concerned about their drinking water. They're very concerned because there's massive pollution there. They're very concerned about the air they're breathing. So to say that, you know, all Muslims are bad or it's that's a troublesome word. It's all peoples of the Islamic faith. Because to say the word Muslim, if you don't say it properly, it can be an insult. Okay? A lot of people don't know that. But at the same time, if they're being preached a very strong, this Wahhabi religion, where the women have very, very few rights, and the kids basically, they don't learn anything. They learn how to read the Quran, but that's all they're learning. Okay, they're not learning mathematics. They're not learning biology. They're not learning the stuff that we would teach our kids.
So they're not developing a culture where they can expand into 21st century technology. They're learning a culture to maintain, Middle Ages forms of extreme Islam, even before the flower of the Islamic cultural and scientific revolution, which occurred 700-800 years ago. They're even in sense
before
that.
You got to understand, this is not all. This is the elite are teaching their kids in good schools. Matter of fact, one of the top schools in the country really it starts to join in with what you were talking about the Pope, because the best school in the country when I was there anyways was originally, it's run by Franciscan monks now, but it was originally founded by the Jesuits.
Wow. Hold right there, Brian. Stay right there, Bill. Bill Warner is available now, Bill. And we have a caller, Brian, from the last hour, just called in the last segment. He had traveled around Pakistan, and I think he'll be able to corroborate things, so we'll keep him in the background here. Bill, you've got some important things to say about several different issues. And tongue-in-cheek, you have an incisive mind that cuts through all the foolishness and use the right terminology. That's why you call it politicalislam.com. You've rewritten in proper sequence of time and in English the major Islamic books like the Hadith and the Siraz and the life of Muhammad. And it makes sense the way you've written it. And it explains that Islam, in a sense, is not really a religion. It's mainly a political system and a control system. The comments made, the first three areas I think need to be talked about is the Pope's comments that Islam is not terrorism, which is pretty disturbing to hear that from a person who's supposedly rational. As I mentioned before the show, if I did that in an intake evaluation in a psychiatric ward, I would probably say this man needs to be in a lockdown room with a posy jacket on and an injection of antipsychotic in his butt. Because if he's watching every 85 hours, there's major terrorist activity in Europe, and he's pushing for more and more immigration that's uncontrolled, where a percentage of the people are definitely way out of control, and rapes, murders, all kinds of horrifying things happening, like axe murders on the train. And then there's comments by Mr. Khan, I call it the Khan job at the DNC, where he basically says that, accuses Donald Trump, always trying to poke at Trump, that he hadn't read the Constitution, and because his son was Muslim, died in a war fighting extreme Islam, somehow this qualifies Muslims should not be blocked from coming into the United States, which is a form of false logic. So I'd like you to comment on these analyses, and what do you think?
Well, you've given a lot to comment upon there. Let's just start off with the Pope saying that there is no terror in Islam. Whether we think that is good, bad, or indifferent, we need to ask ourselves the question, what is this Islam we're talking about?
Right.
And I think that that's the first question we need to ask. The big confusion here is, and this is a major confusion, is that I find that people don't know Muslim from Islam. That is,
right.
They use these, they conflate, to use a word,
right,
the two. And so therefore, if this Muslim is a good person, then Islam is good.
Right.
But this confuses cause and effect. Muslims do not create Islam. That is, this isn't like the Unitarian religion or Reform Judaism, in which it can be just really whatever you want it to be. There's a concise doctrine that's put together, the Quran, which is, everybody's heard of it, even if they haven't read it. Then we have the Sirah, Muhammad's life, and his Sunnah, which is in the Hadith. So Islam, write this down, is the doctrine found in the Quran, the Sirah, and the Hadith. Islam is not what somebody thinks it is. Now, we need to stop right here and say that there's only two kinds of Muslims. There are Muslims that obey the Islamic doctrine and those who don't obey the Islamic doctrine. So therefore, what happens when people want a good story, they go ask a Muslim who will tell them a good story, then they turn around and say, oh, see, Islam is nice.
Right.
I got this in a huge lesson when I visited Kosovo. I've been throughout the Balkans, and when I was in Kosovo, I was expecting, since you Google it and it's 90% Islamic, or 90% Muslim, you figure, well, I'm going to see a real Islamic nation here. And so we stopped for lunch in Kosovo, and we ordered pizza that had pork on it. We could have had a shot of whiskey or a beer, and we could buy lottery tickets. And I'm thinking, this is an Islamic nation? No, this is a nation which has an Islamic history that it doesn't practice. So anyway, so what Muslims do does not necessarily say what the doctrine is. Now, to use a similar example, you may have met Christians who say they're Christians, and yet when you look and see what they do, you go, well, wait a minute, how are they Christian? And let's go back to the Pope now. The Pope, as a Christian, is commanded to convert Muslims. I'd like to know, if he's going to be talking about Muslims, how many he's ever converted. So
right. There's no evidence that he's converted any Muslims. In fact, they read the Quran over Christmas and actually said the Quran was equivalent to the Bible. And he's actually given a statement to his bishops and his cardinals not to convert Muslims. He's actually made a public statement on this. It's not just an offhand comment in front of a camera. So the Pope actually has violated even the quote canon law and behavior of previous popes, which is why even people in his home country, Argentina, they actually just can't stand the man. I mean, he violates everything that even previous Christians that are of Roman Catholic stripes would accept as being a normal Catholicism.
Well, we certainly find it interesting here that the Pope has repealed what is called the Great Commission.
Right.
But now let me be clear here. I don't want to pick on the Pope. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, which some have called the Protestant Rome. And let me tell you something. The Pope doesn't differ any at all from 95% of all the Protestant ministers in this town.
Exactly.
So let's not be Catholic bashing here. It's just that he wears a nicer suit of clothes than most of the Christian ministers that I know.
Exactly, yeah.
But they have exactly the same thing. We have something here in Nashville called Family of Abraham Gatherings. What happens is you get some Muslims get together with Christians and Jews, and then the Muslims tell their grievance story, which is an entire industry within Islam, sort of like Black Lives Matter. So they sit there and they talk about what this and that about Islam, and the ministers and the rabbis just sit there, and they're like baby birds. You know, you've ever watched a mother bird feed the baby bird? Their head goes back, their mouth goes open, and whatever she drops in their mouth, they swallow.
Yeah, it's
that's
great.
What these people are like.
You're actually pretty funny at times with your metaphorical humor. That's pretty funny.
Comes from being a Southerner, being raised in the deep rural South.
Well, I'll tell you,
I was raised before television. There used to be a real language.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, I found a lesson a long time ago. You can't change people's minds, but you can change the perspective.
I may write that down and try to remember that.
Yeah, and once you change your perspective, they'll change their mind because they can't get back in the same peg in the square hole anymore. It just doesn't work. Of course, the other thing is this Khan job. And it's funny, his name is Kahn Khan, where his son was a Muslim and died as a soldier. But then he makes this non-logical conclusion that, that Mr. Trump mustn't have read the Constitution, and that just because his son died, which is a terrible thing, that he died fighting for America and the Constitution. The next question I'd ask Mr. Khan now, do you in any way, shape, or form, or did your son in any way, shape, or form support the idea of Sharia law or any form of compliance with Islam? Because really, the jihad of murder, as you mentioned before, is only one of the many forms of jihad. It's actually the most visible and the most horrifying, but it's not the most powerful. The most powerful is the jihad of politics, which Obama's done, the jihad of money, the jihad of the legal system, which Loretta Lynch has done, which she's actually, every time there's been something terrible happening in America with Islam, she's actually castigated people not to criticize Islam just because there's a little terrorism. And they're very anathema to the idea of actually saying it's Islamic terrorism, or that Islam can become a chameleon and commute into this monster that can kill people just because they happen to be non-Muslim, or even kill other Muslims. In fact, it's reasonable. Lately, the number of the deaths that have happened in Muslim capitals in Iraq and elsewhere, where their victims are also Muslim, just a different type of Muslim.
Ah, but see, now we have to get down to the nitty-gritty here. Roughly, now these are rough, twice as many Muslims are killed by jihadists as kafirs or non-Muslims. Now, this has an ancient history.
Right.
One of the things I like to tell people is Islam hasn't made anything up new in 1,400 years. As a matter of fact, the whole doctrine is to never make up anything new, and what happened 1,400 years ago is the perpetual perfect pattern for all human life. And the first thing that after Muhammad died, there were a whole lot of Muslims. Now, a brief story, let's run over his history here. Muhammad preached the religion of Islam for 13 years and converted 150 Arabs to Islam. He was driven out of Mecca and went to Medina, where he started practicing jihad. And when he died, every Arab in the central Arabia was a Muslim. But when he died, a whole lot of them said, you know, we've enjoyed this business of being a Muslim, but now then that we're Muhammad's dead, we're going to go back to our old religion. And Abu Bakr, the first caliph, said, not so fast, Arab boy. And so after several thousands of them were killed, the remainder who were alive says, you know, we kind of like the idea of being a Muslim now that we think about it some more. So this business of... So there is a jihad against the kafir, then there is a jihad against to purify. And so what's happening is Islamic State is purifying Islam. So that's the whole reason there.
I don't know, you know, this whole idea of purification... There's a very strange dark alliance with globalist bankers and with the globalism itself and Islam, which is what I call almost a suicide pact, because you can't see this in any long term being a marriage of convenience that's going to last. Right? It's a very bizarre alliance, isn't it?
Well, all right. What we like to think is that what we're experiencing now about Islam is what will be experienced about Islam in 100 years. And yet, even Muslims will tell you that Islam is a progressive religion. And by that they mean we teach you a little bit at the first, then we teach you a little more, then we teach you a little more. And you don't get the Alawaki full jihad doctrine until you've already come on board and you're now a Muslim and you're settled in and happy.
Right.
So Islam has many faces. And so what people get mistakenly think, well, I've seen the face of Islam. There is no the face of Islam. There are
right.
several faces, and you get the one they want to show you.
Plus, it also is an interesting, it's a chameleon religion. Depending on the environment it's grown up in, like you mentioned, I think it's Bulgaria, where they can give you a beer and pork and everything. It depends on where you are and what the environment is and what the powers that be and the forces. For example, Mr. Mateen is a member of GS4 that was the guy that was the killer in Florida, but there were plenty of opportunities for the FBI and the government to know his metadata, which, by the way, people like Obama scrubbed any alliances with looking at Muslims, in particular screening, doing screening on them. What we have to figure is, why don't they intervene when they see clear signs, but in fact it's the opposite. They actually look for people like Mateen, or they're a little bit off-center, that could be radicalized, that could do something terroristic, and they actually assist them. We saw this with, about 4 years ago, the Christmas lighting ceremony in Portland, where they took a young gentleman who was obviously not exactly mentally a genius, gave him bomb materials, and then swooped in at the last minute to stop from, quote, bombing the Christmas lighting ceremony. And he was a CIA guy, just like the first attack in the World Trade Center was fully run. This guy that was an Egyptian munitions expert was fully run by the FBI. I mean, that's really strange. False flag, plus, plus, plus. Back in a moment. Bill Warner, politicalislam.com. Don't want to miss it. Get those books. Required reading.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
So, Bill, we still have Brian in the background here, and I'll keep him because I think he'll make some comments because he's been over in these Muslim countries, and I'm sure that he'll agree with you. We have a couple of areas. I want you to finish with your other dialogue you're mentioning and also pick up on the point we talked about on the break about the what appears to be a false flag coup in Turkey. But let's continue with going back to the Pope.
And okay.
One area that you said you agreed with the Pope, and you need to clarify some comments and use of terminology, the idea of differentiation between terrorism and jihad.
Yes. You want me to do it now?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got confused whether we're off the air or on the air. Sorry.
No, we're on. We're on. Okay. We have a short segment now for another 3 or 4 minutes, and then we get a longer segment for around 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. So let's go back to the Pope. I want to say in a peculiar way, I agree with him, Islam is not about terror. It is about jihad. Now, jihad has many manifestations, only one of which includes terror. The jihad of the sword, which is what most people think of when they think of terror, is not even the jihad that's the most dangerous. What's the most dangerous form of jihad is what we see happening in the United States and Europe, where organizations which are supposed to be a bulwark against oppression have gone over to the enemy in terms of like the military, the FBI, and others now all have their in-house Muslims who tell them what a wonderful thing Islam is, and so as a result, they don't actually study Islam. So as a consequence, we have those who are supposed to protect us. And by the way, I wouldn't even include religious leaders who are supposed to help protect our civilization. They don't know a Muslim from Islam, and they don't know terror from jihad.
They're probably the worst of the lot because people look up to them as the protectors of the gospel and the truth. And the reason why America is a Christian nation based on Judeo-Christian doctrines, which are not being represented at all by our government right now.
Well, not at all. And by the way, I rant frequently about the lack of leadership in religious leaders here in Nashville, Tennessee. I do it on the air. I'm doing it on the air here. And what I say to them is you've reduced the entire Gospels down to being Mr. Rogers. Remember Mr. Rogers in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what that's what the gospel has become. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Everybody's nice. Everybody should be nice. Let me say something here. I'm not against being nice, but if that's all you have in your repertoire, then I think you're a little narrow band in your broadcast.
Right.
So anyway, I agree with the Pope. It's not about terror. It's about jihad.
Yeah, but the problem is, though, that he's supporting Hiraj, which you talk about, the Muslim invasion. Which, by the way, according to mathematics, if you spent every dollar trying to rebuild the countries and make safe zones for people in their own home country, they'd be more than willing to go back to Syria and Iraq. But instead, we're allowing the ISIS, which we support, to kill Christians in the Middle East and Jews and any Islamic groups that don't agree. For example, if they come to an Islamic home and they say your son has to serve ISIS, if your son who's Muslim doesn't, they execute everybody in the family and rape the women. I mean, people don't understand this is not just against Christians and Jews. It's against Muslims who won't agree with their version of Islam. It's very dangerous. And our government and our CIA and the state of It's a Real Hell, Israel, trained them in a city north of Amman, Jordan, a town north of Amman, Jordan. And even the king of the president of Jordan is freaked out because he realizes this is a beast that they're not going to control. And the same as many people who have a few clues in Israel or some in America that don't know this, that ISIS is our creation, and we support it.
Well, we certainly support it. I would say that Muhammad was more important to creating Islam, the Islamic State.
I'm
than
just
we
saying
were.
The recreation of this current incarnation and it's not just you're right, and not just a terrorist thing. They are able to sell millions of dollars of oil per day through the G20 nations, and I'm sure that a lot of this money isn't just disappearing into a black hole. It's going into investments that are embedded right through the entire. Investment cycles, the stock market and everything. I mean, these are not poor people. These are intelligent people with media, means of communication, and means of recruiting new people into their, quote, Islamic sphere around the world through social media. And we have full access to metadata to know exactly who the heck they are and where they're doing the financial transactions, but we do not intervene, and we do not, in the churches, tell the truth about who these people are, because the globalist agenda is to ally themselves to make sure there's enough terror they can get a domestic security bill to do further things to convert America to a total police state. I'm very concerned about it because I think that, you know, if there's enough either before or after the next president, they want to push to get a domestic security bill so they can take away most of our remaining rights. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and we still have Brian in Canada. I want him to comment when I hear your latest analysis of this amazing magazine, Dabiq. D-A-B-I-Q. And I looked at it online and said, oh my gosh, this is a high quality, a lot of intellectual power put in to convince people. You made a very interesting comment that while we're trying to, quote, stop terrorism, they're trying to change civilization. It's playing a completely different game than us.
Yes.
And we're going to lose this game because we're not on the same playing field, are we?
Well, we're not on the same playing field in another way. Not only are we trying to prevent some crimes, that is, we really treat this as a criminal enterprise, whereas it's a civilizational enterprise. And we will not read the manuals. And the thing I love about Dabiq magazine is that this, not only does it have a nice look, I mean, their graphics are really good, and you have to give them credit for that, but their scholarship is superb.
Right.
I mean, for instance, when people are saying, well, you know, there's no sex slaves in Islam, they did an entire issue on sex slaves. And in it, they lay out exceedingly clear the hadith of sex slaves, the Quran about sex slaves. But their scholarship is really superb. If I were teaching a class, I would mandate that every Dabiq magazine had to be printed off and my class would read them and we would discuss it, because once you understand Dabiq, you will understand Islam and you will understand the civilizational battle we're in.
Right.
They accept the rules of the game. They make the rules of the game. They want to win and we want to tie. We're Mr. Rogers, and we're playing against, I don't know who we would say, but we definitely have our ideal as Mr. Rogers. Oh, right, their ideal is Muhammad.
Right. Now, by the way, I look at issue 11 of Dabiq, and it shows Mr. Turkish Prime Minister who turns basically a ceremonial office into a dictatorship in Islam. And sitting across with his head lower and bowed forward and listening to him carefully is none other than Barack Obama, the closet Muslim. And, you know, this is pretty disgusting. And it says from the Battle of Al-Ahzab to the War of Coalitions. I mean, they're laying it all out here.
Oh, no. That's amazing. What gets me. They write it up on the wall. They write it up on billboards, and people cannot see it.
They don't read it. It's actually written in English. It's like, it's not written in Quran, or, I mean, in Islamic text, although you see it there. Translated into multiple languages, subtitles included. It's
yes.
Everywhere. It's like, and by the way, you know, my family, my mother's side, come from Syria, Lebanon. These are not stupid people. They invented mathematics. They invented geometry. They invented chemistry. They invented surgery. People don't understand this. They are not stupid people. They're deceived people. They're determined people. And they come like a swarm, almost like the locust swarm we talk about with Jonathan Gray. People need to start realizing they are here to change civilization. They're not here to just, quote, do terrorism. We're completely distracted by every 85 hours of terrorist activity occurring by somebody in Europe. But the real terror are collaborators like the Chancellor of Germany and the globalists who are cooperating with Islam and the Vatican. Yeah, and the Vatican, who they're... Yeah, collaborating, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, everything you say is true. And we simply will not read it, even though when it's writ large. We need to, sometime later, let's talk a little bit about Turkey and what's going down there and how I think actually what's happening is good for us. Surprise.
Tell us what happened there. We do have another caller, Tom. We have two callers, actually, in holding. Tom in Florida talks about terrorism in America and Islam in Germany, as well as Merkel's stance on open door. But, you know, Tom, you have to understand that the jihad of murder is actually the least in terms of the power to change civilization of the issues that are going on. If anything, it'll actually cause us to kind of stir up. But they completely miss the jihad of compliance on educational textbooks like in Tennessee and elsewhere. They completely miss the jihad of religion, where religious leaders are bowing their heads like little bobble birds, like you mentioned earlier. Please, you know, let's talk about what's going to happen in Turkey, because this has all the fingerprints of CIA and intelligence agencies working in collaboration with Erdogan to do this false flag jihad.
By the way, let me add something to your laundry list of civilizational jihad. Here in Nashville, Tennessee, last week the mayor appointed the Muslim Brotherhood operation, the American Muslim Advisory Council, to be the sole source to discuss law and to discuss Islam within the prisons, the jails run by the sheriffs in Tennessee.
Wow.
So last week, without a shot being fired, a little more of our civilization got weakened and collapsed. And who's administrating this? The sheriff of Davidson County is now working for the American Muslim Advisory Council.
That's so obscene.
So, but it's also extraordinarily clever. I mean, think about this. Think about what kind of operation we're running here, in which we offer we open the door for these people to come in and change our society, because we're so open-minded. We're so open-minded, our brains have fallen out the top of our head.
Well, you know, that happens if you do what I call a pre-autopsy. You cut the bone and just make a simple slit along the hairline. So you don't realize that if you lean forward, you literally end up with a cerebrectomy.
Okay, let's go to Turkey.
Yes.
Most people, let's give a little deep background. Turkey was originally the head of the Ottoman Empire, and the caliph lived in Constantinople, except it's now called, Istanbul. Sorry.
Yeah.
And so what's happened here is that in the 1920s, Kemal Atatürk, as an army officer, had a coup which overthrew the government.
Right.
And he brought in a new civilization, which was called the European civilization. He made the mullahs shave their beards. He changed the alphabet from an Arabic alphabet to an English, to a Roman character kind of alphabet. And he put the military in charge of sort of being the wise man in the back room. And in the past, the military has always stood for secular Turkey. So when secular Turkey once again tried to step forward with its assertion of the military power, most of the people were rooting for the military because they thought it would mollify and make Turkey a better place to be, which is true. But here's the reason I wanted the revolution by the military to fail. We need to take a long-distance view here. Turkey keeps saying we're part of Europe, and people like Merkel and whatnot would like for Turkey to come into Europe and be a member of NATO. Well, I think they already that.
Exactly.
Be a member of the European Union and have an open border with Turkey.
Right.
Well, I do not want that because I want Europe to stay Europe.
Right.
And so as a result, what's happened is the jihadis, if we are going to see more and more power in Turkey, that is, Turkey is going to become an Islamic state, a more modern version.
Ah, I see where you're going. In other words,
so now then
because
they
become radicalizing and going where they're supposed to go.
The European Union.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Long-range thinking here.
Yeah. In other words, what you've done is you're unveiling the fact of what the real trajectory is, and now that it's open to everyone to see, the chances of them becoming full members become more distant.
Yes, which is what I'm rooting for. I have an organization I run in Europe that is about educating the Europeans.
Wow.
So I go there twice a year, so that's the reason I have a slightly different view than most people.
Right. I want to hear a question each from each caller. You've got to be quick, though. Brian first, because you're the first up for Bill Warner, and then Tom in Florida. Go ahead, Brian, your question.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to, like you said about the Pope, but with the elite in Pakistan going to basically a Jesuit school, and it has been there for two or three centuries. Okay, since I guess going back to the Portuguese when they colonized that area. And I've seen, you know, tried to follow the Jesuit school system, and it's been rolled out into the Islamic countries. And this has been going on for, you know, centuries now. That don't you think that, you know, that plays into the present Pope being a Jesuit himself?
Well, the Pope, I understand, I don't know if you can say you were a Jesuit. I think once you're a Jesuit, well, I don't know, maybe you can be an ex-Jesuit, I don't know, but certainly the training used to be quite excellent. The Jesuits used to have a superior scholarship in many ways, but it would appear that the Jesuits have become in the same rotten pile that the universities are. I mean, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt University used to be a superb school. But now then, when it comes to the subject of Islam, they're pure Muslim Brotherhood. So I think that the Jesuits have also been, I don't know what's happened to them, but I'm making an analogy between them and other educational institutions which no longer teach critical thought, instead teach ideological thought. And so it's very disappointing to see that the Jesuits are unable to read a magazine like De Beek or to read a Quran or read anything else and come up with actual scholarly answers. And so the Pope seems to be nothing more than a typical member of the Jesuits, which is a non-functional, non-critical thinking organization anymore.
Right. They used to be considered scholars, but obviously this is not scholarship what he's proposing when he says that. And again, when he points to Islam is not terrorism, he muddies the waters and confuses people. What he should say is Islam is jihad, and terrorism is just a minor arm of jihad that's going on because it's trying to transform our society.
Well, the other thing is, and this is that the Pope has actually abandoned one of the chief. The Pope is supposed to care for the persecuted church. Let's just start with that. Let's not even go with the Great Commission and convert them.
Right.
He's supposed to at least stand for the persecuted church.
Right.
I have talked with a Syrian woman whose mother was a Christian in Damascus.
Right.
Her mother was a refugee on a 747 coming to America filled with refugees. She was the only Christian on the plane. Now, why isn't the Pope complaining about that? But now, what the Pope does is the last time he went out into the public, he bought token Muslims back to the Vatican with him. Why didn't he bring back some token Christians?
I mean, they only see it a week or two, but then, you know. Exactly. In fact, I have a Christian attorney who is from Iraq, is an American, and has for the last 7.5 years has been pursued by the Department of Justice and the Obama administration to try to put him in prison for illegally trying to bring Christians into America, saying they're not in a war zone in Syria and Iraq. It's just ridiculous.
Isn't there 3 million Christian refugees coming out of Syria? Like 3 million.
Well, they're not coming to America, or at least let me say that they're not coming to Nashville, Tennessee, and we have a full-blown refugee operation going here. So if they're coming anywhere, they're not coming to Tennessee
either very much.
Yeah, they're not coming in. What's going on is they're preferentially bringing in Muslims, and they're bringing them in for particular areas where they're not filtered at all, and there's no... For example, they captured two of the printing presses in Syria, the ISIS did, that had print valid-looking passports. And a lot of them are coming not through flights, but they're actually coming in through, coming to Mexico and Central America, and they're coming as OTMs other than Mexicans across the U.S. southern border. And they have a valid passport. It looks like a valid one from Syria, but it's actually captured at the printing presses, and these are people with false IDs and false information that you can't vet.
I know a man who is lives now in Czech Republic, who is a former Muslim. He's now a Christian missionary, and he preaches the gospel within the areas of Islamic State. An incredibly brave man, kind of the kind of person you would think that all Christians should be. However, let me say that I tried to bring him here to Nashville, Tennessee, to discuss how to convert Muslims, and I couldn't find enough Christians here to pay for his plane ticket. But
my point is,
he said, I've spoken with many of these Syrian refugees, and I have two things to say about them. Number one, they're not Syrian. Maybe 20% of them are Syrian. The other 80% come from everywhere from North Africa to Afghanistan. So he said, that's one thing. They're not Syrian refugees. And he says, the other is, very few of them are actually refugees. He said, most of them are economic migrants. So
right.
here's my question to you. If I, through my contacts in Europe, can find out this information just as being me,
right,
surely this sort of information is available to others who have enormously more power and enormously more money and a better communications than I do. That is what I'm saying here. Everything we've said on this show is like the backside of a billy goat. There's nothing hidden. It's just
exactly.
Stares in the face.
Yeah, in other words, the fact that they lie to us like Obama and the head of the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, and Mr. Comey, and we have the Pope lying to us and telling us, trying to confuse us, right, when he knows the issues. We have Angela Merkel in Germany, because second largest audience outside America is German. They're fully aware that they're being lied to.
Well, I get information off the ground in Europe, and I will tell you this, that things are much worse in Germany than you're reading on the news. Can you actually believe, Dr. Bill, that the news would cover up news?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've seen tons of evidence of it. Yeah. In fact, the biggest problem right now is the alternative media is so powerful now. This show, for example, will be put in RSS feeds and every possible podcast on the planet. So within an hour or so, it's going to be everywhere, and it's tagged and cross-indexed. And our live stream feeds, which go to a premium Vimeo channel, YouTube channels, and many other RSS feeds, Google Play, right up to Amazon TV and every other video feed, if we do it a video, for example, afterward, 10 minutes or so after the show, that's going to be everywhere on the planet in a matter of minutes. So the regular media is losing quickly because people can go search on their iPhone or iPad or their computer, and they can pull up a topic and on an issue and hear facts that they can cross-corroborate. Most of the stuff, like you mentioned, like looking at Dabiq, is in the open media. I can go Google, click, 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 boom, I got clearingproject.org.
Yeah, if I tell you this, you don't have to believe me. You can go read it yourself.
In fact, the fact is that 99.9% of this stuff is not a conspiracy theory or conjecture. They publish openly exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it. It's crazy.
Oh, they're
and
proud of it.
Eagle, can I ask one question here?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're talking about searching out stuff. I've been on a search to look at the Muslim Brotherhood and what happened post-war, okay? Because it was a huge Waffen-SS regiment that was a Muslim Waffen-SS done by the Grand, which was recruited by the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who was Yasser Arafat's uncle.
Yes.
Now, I heard it once from, I think, Lutz, and he was on one radio show, and he was talking about it, and I've been trying to do the research. I've been looking into the Dulles brothers and what they were up to. And it seems that these guys were caught in Cairo, and they tried to kill Yasser when he first took over. And from there, they had to get them out of there. They had to get these Waffen SS officers, who none of them stood trial after the war, went all through the Baltic nations. They were up into Romania, too.
Right.
Causing all kinds of trouble, killing all kinds of people. And none of these guys stood trial.
Well, look at the comments by Obama. He actually persecuted the state of Egypt because they wouldn't support the Muslim Brotherhood. And Umma Abedin, who would become, if Hillary becomes the next president, she'd be the first lady. And her mother was the co-founder of the Muslim Brotherhood in Saudi Arabia. So, excuse me, we now have America going to do military and financial sanctions against the state of Egypt because they wouldn't accept the Muslim Brotherhood. We're pushing this more for extreme form of Islam, not just a military form, but these other civilization-transforming forms of Islam and all these other forms of jihad, and in collaboration with Obama and the globalist government.
But where do we find the research into this?
Because well, it's in the open media. I mean, you can go and you can find the research on Obama's sanctioning.
Well, I'm not talking about. I understand what you're saying about him. I'm going back in time to see what happened in the 1950s, 1940s.
Perhaps when we get back from the break.
How this all developed.
Yeah, stay right there. I got a caller for Tom at 4 to 2. We'll be right there. Stay there, Brian. Back in a minute. You got a 3-minute break. Back in just a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Another, I know Bill knows where to get the information or corroborating that really interesting information, Brian, about Arafat and the Waffen-SS. Now we have a caller, Tom in Florida. You had a quick question. Go ahead, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Nice speaking with you. Yes, I'd like to bring up a few facts real quickly. First off, the Pope had a nice fall the other day, didn't he?
I saw that on Drudge, on the link there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Pope had a nice fall. And, speaking of dope, this guy has 39-foot walls around Vatican City. the state of Israel has walls all around its country, but the United States had want to flood it, and this Pope was trying to get into politics of Donald Trump and calling Trump all kinds of names, and this guy's supposed to be a leader of the Catholic Church, and this guy's talking about Trump, but Trump's trying to defend our country from an annihilation and an invasion. Right. And also I want to talk about the Stasi East German that's presently in Germany right now. It's all over the news. There's all kinds of protesting going on in Germany with Berserkel. The woman should be in a restraining jacket. Berserkel, who's a Stasi East German at one time.
Exactly.
And let's not kid ourselves. I want to tell you, gentlemen, one thing real quickly, and I know you got other callers, but I'm going to tell you this. You want a microcosm for the rest of the country, come to South Florida and look what happened in the Dade County Commission. There's not one white male on that commission. And it used to be eight or nine of them. They are literally taking the power away from the white Northern European males in this country. This whole thing with Hillary and Obama, Swam, and all these demo rats is to flood this country to all this power that they're going to take away from the white males like Trump and guys like Trump who built this country. And literally, in the next 10 years, once they turn Florida to a blue state, Texas will probably go in the next 20 years. It's all over. And you're only looking at one thing, like Ann Coulter said, adios America. And I believe, like the gentleman that was saying on Fox News the other day, what's going to happen in Europe is a civil war, and it's going to come across the pond. Like the English gentleman said, and there's a woman too, believe it or not, that the civil war is going to happen in Europe, and it's going to come across the pond probably 5 to 10 years later. That was on Fox News.
I'll make a comment in response to that. Firstly, I think I used to live in Eastern Canada. I'm a dual citizen. I was born in America, but lived the first part of my life in Canada. And I can tell you, Canadians are tough, but they're more passive than Americans. The toughest people on earth are Americans. And what I see coming, if Hillary got in office in the next 2 years, you'll see what we call Texas. Texas will leave. They'll take 3 or 4 states. There's been a geopolitical analyst that's a very high-level academic in Russia. It's actually predicted that if we continue down the pathway of Obama, that in the next, say, 10 to 15 years, you'll see America break up into 5 or 6 sub-republics like the Hunger Games. And it may be after a series of wars, too, because Hillary Clinton's policies with Russia is to put a war footing, and so is Obama's with Russia. We should be their alliance to try to stomp out extreme Islam, same as the Chinese. They have problems in Western China. So what's going on right now is the globalists are determined to maintain the level of problem-reaction-solution chaos. And the various forms of jihad, and it's not just terrorism, jihad to homogenize the cultures, and this goes back to what we talked about with Harley Schlanger a few weeks ago, about the policies of the European Union. They don't want to see France, Germany, and Norway leave, which they've announced already they want to leave. And all these things going on, including the radicalization of Turkey, I can see it maybe as a good thing that it'll actually stop them from joining and flooding Europe with 40 million Muslims. So, Dr. Bill Warner, it's been great having you here in the program.
Always fun.
And we'd like to get you back on soon. We're going to continue the dialogue and open lines in hour number 3. 800-313-9443. We'll open it up on wellness issues, geopolitical, you name it, post the DNC and GOP conventions. We're at a crossroads here. Reality, such as politicalislam.com, the books are essential reading if you want to get out of the dialectic of foolishness and understand the terms of terrorism and jihad correctly. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.